This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. This is the most exciting, by far the most entertaining, and sometimes informative radio show on Earth, other than, of course, those alien shows that are really, really good late at night driving through the deserts of Nevada when your car breaks down in a storm. And you have nothing but a bunch of tents on the side of the road to look at. So, that is my host, Mr. Kunin, and Ms. Dirks to my right. We have our illustrious, sick, very whiny, three-time Emmy Award winner, but never a winner, Cal Hunter.
Moany, groany, whiny.
Thank you for being here, even though you don't feel good.
I'm fine.
And Todd is ready to roll as he has three cookies. How many cookies did you bring?
I got three cookies over there. I'm just going to say that I'm not going to say where I get them. It's a major chain, and you wouldn't expect it from this place, but the oatmeal raisin cookies are like crack. It is awesome.
Yeah.
I could eat that. Yes.
So you're budgeting them like one an hour? Is that the plan? Are you giving one to Fred and Denise? What's the plan?
Oh, no, he doesn't share.
Well, I could give them a cookie. I'll give you the first cookie for free. But then after that, I'm going to have to charge you because I know you're going to want more. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's interesting, there's, this show does, we air 3 hours. And however, if you want to join us during those other time periods, go ahead and go to www.radiolawtalk.com and you can listen live. But Todd brings one per hour, so he will survive all 3 hours. You think he could buy six because they're probably about 49 cents each, but no.
I want to clarify. I don't have a medical condition where I have to do that. I just know that if I get a little hungry, it's like those commercials. Dude, have one of these. You're not yourself when you're hungry. Yeah. I get a little cranky.
And you can pretend they're healthy because they have oatmeal in them.
Exactly. Of course they have oatmeal. That's like I say. I get my daily serving of dairy because they use milk to make that cake. And eggs.
855 Law Radios. You can call in or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we talk about a thing called Case or No Case every hour, and that is a wonderful, fun game that we play where Cal tries to trick the three attorneys here sitting in front of his glass as we stare at him. We try to look to see what his face is saying because sometimes we try to read if he's trying to fake us or not. The case, we got to determine if it's real or fake, and then we got to determine whether or not what the outcome of the case is. So that's coming up. That's Case or No Case. We're going to talk about some very interesting stuff. No more drug testing laws for weed in Nevada. That is important.
Dude, that's awesome.
And you know what? I'm telling you, one of the funniest DUI arrests I've seen in a long time, we're going to discuss. This is hilarious. We're also going to talk about a very interesting case that really should be on one of those TV shows that the investigators show. It's the CHP's being sued for a suicide murder case of one of its officers, and that's all we're going to tell you about. It's the most interesting, sad case, but just bizarre. But now the CHP is being sued.
Did you know I was on one of those investigation discovery TV shows? It's someone you thought you knew. It's on Investigation Discovery. Uh-huh. And I was the expert that they brought in to cover a case because the case was prosecuted by the DA's office that I used to work for. And I did not handle the case, but I got the court records, got a transcript of the preliminary hearing, researched it all. And
I thought you'd be the guy sitting there eating your crumpets.
Being investigated.
Or the guy eating the crumpets as they walk by with the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe the guy in the body bag that you you never see his face. You know, just
yeah, I come home. I booked the role. What is it? I'm corpse number four.
Exactly.
You don't see my face. It's covered in the back in the body bag. But hey,
here's my check, $49.99. My flight was $300 to get there, but that's okay. So
what are we playing for when we play Case or No Case?
Yeah, we are playing for a dinner, right?
Yeah, we're playing for steak and seafood dinner.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to be the winner and the loser probably because I either have to cook it or I get to be taken out.
Well, as presently constituted, Mr. Penny has 10 points. Denise and Todd have 5 each.
And it goes to 50.
It goes to 50. That's
okay, correct. Well, Cal, with that, let's just kind of get it started.
I thought.
Right. Let's get it started.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, Case or No Case for this hour. I take you, no surprise, to the great state of California where no one ever sues anyone for anything. And this is the year 2001. A young girl and her family had just seen the Shrek movie. And so they decided to go to Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream to celebrate, get some sherbet inspired by the movie Shrek. There was a dish called a Shrek Whirl. So the parents of a 5-year-old California girl from Alamo in the Bay Area bought a Shrek Swirl complete with Pop Rocks.
Ooh.
Chris Janke claimed her daughter Fifi.
I always wanted a dog. All I got was a daughter, so I named her Fifi.
Well, I had to be rushed to the hospital because she ate the grape and sour apple concoction, and her belly bloated and bloated and bloated, and she needed to have medical relief, shall we say. The sherbet created to promote the animated DreamWorks movie contains Pop Rocks, the candy that crackles when it comes in contact with saliva. But Janke claims the Pop Rocks blew up in Fifi's gut instead of on her tongue, and so the youngster sought emergency treatment to relieve the internal pressure. And then her mommy decided, well, instead of trying to figure out what's going on here, she thought, I'm going to go get a lawyer. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Congratulations to
her. Yeah, that a girl, right? And so I asked you.
It's on the speed dial, right below 911.
Right.
Red Penny.
And I ask you, and I think we'll start with Denise this time, if we may. Case or no case, Ms. Dirks? What say you?
Case.
Outcome?
They settle.
Okay, there you go. She says it's a case and a settle. Mr. Kuhner.
I feel like I'm playing a combination of Case or No Case and Name That Tune. Denise, I can answer that in 3 words. I can answer it in 2 words.
Yeah.
Name that tune.
Yeah, thanks
state
for
that case
thanks
there.
For ad-libbing so much, Denise.
Yeah.
If I said too much, I would say too much.
Okay, so Pop Rocks in the stomach. I'm going to say that it's a case, but you know, I'm going to play strategy here. So I say case, and it just makes too much sense. There's nothing exciting about the case if it's a case and she prevails or they settle and it gets out of court. So I'm going to say case, and the ice cream store owner wins. Because without that kind of an outcome, there's nothing unique really about this. And
well, the Pop Rocks is what makes it unique.
Fifi, I thought.
And the name Fifi is pretty good.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Who would name their child Fifi?
And I bet if I looked on that screen that you're looking at, it's going to say, in the event somebody tries to use strategy, point out that Pop Rocks makes it nice and Fifi. So, I'm sticking with my answer.
Fine,
case
fine.
And the ice cream store prevails because that's what makes it unique.
855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio. Law Talk, if you want to opine on it, you do not have to go on the air. You can just tell our illustrious call screener what you believe. But, Cal, how much time do we have left?
Not a great deal. We have about 40 seconds or so.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to set you up for this.
All right.
There's a number of things to look at here, and I'm going to come up with a little more unique answer than the two of them. But, of course, this is kind of what I do for a living because I am a personal injury lawyer. But the Pop Rocks, that's an interesting thing about what Pop Rocks could do to people. And there's going to be some interesting things about, as you walked into the ice cream place, what it said around the ice cream place. And or what the mama knew. So we're going to be back and talk about that a little bit later. I've got Todd Kuhnen here, who is a former prosecutor for the DA's office and a criminal lawyer. I've got Denise Dirks, a great family law attorney. I'm Fred Penny, your host. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And then we've got a guy behind the glass that thinks he's a lawyer. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in a particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to IcebergDriveIn.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, we were talking about that. Put me back. There we go. We're talking about that case or no case where a California girl, after watching a Shrek movie, goes to Baskin-Robbins and wants a little ice cream, and there's a Shrek or a, kind of a cool little ice cream that they have with, it's got little Pop Rocks in it. Pop Rocks, if those of you don't know, are the ones that, you know, they fizzle when we add water to it. It's kind of like a, almost like an old mini Alka-Seltzer. And so she eats it, gets sick, her stomach bloats, they rush to the hospital, she sues. What's going on here? Well, there's a couple of things. Are there warnings as you walk in? Are there warnings about potential
you know, pop rock, we serve pop rocks and they fizzle, you might have a stomach. That's one issue you got to determine. Second thing is, was there a duty for them to warn, or was there a duty that they had as a establishment? And the general answer is yes. If you're serving the public, generally speaking, yeah, you do have a duty. Did they breach that duty? You know, I don't know. A lot of it depends upon the warnings. And so we got to determine whether, and that determines whether or not they're negligent, among other things. I think it's definitely a case. I think that there's no way that the, I'm going to say there's no way that the business could have foreseen this. It was foreseeable that this would happen, and therefore they're not going to be found liable. So it's a case, and the winner is Baskin-Robbins.
Fascinating. So just to review.
Are you eating a pop rock right now?
I'm just seeing if they actually blow up in your mouth. Or how so just for review. Denise, you said case and...
They settled.
Okay. Todd, you said case and...
Case and Baskin-Robbins wins.
I said the same.
So you and Fred agree on that point. Well, that's
they both agree. There's no dispute there.
All right. For those of you who say it is a case, you may raise your hands, and you are all...
Dun, dun, dun.
Correct.
Yeah.
I like that. A moment of anticipation. All right. For those of you who say that the little Fifi and her money-grubbing mama...
Money-grubbing? Come on.
Come on.
Mama, there's nothing wrong with that.
Daughter gets in the...
I'm all on the mama side.
Distended belly, and we got to go sue. Come on. Anyway, for those of you who say little Fifi prevailed, that would be...
None of us, because you just said settled.
I said they settled.
Well, that would mean you got some money.
Well, that is
there
true.
There you go. Right,
yeah, so
hand.
I would say that, and I would say the answer to that is...
Oh, Denise, 1 point. Todd and I found it.
He hasn't said.
Uh-oh.
He hasn't said. You guys win.
For those of you who say that Baskin-Robbins prevailed because no link was ever established between her belly problems and the pop rocks.
That's not what I said.
Well, we said they prevailed.
I just said they prevailed.
Raise your hand.
That's fair enough. I'm just telling you that's why they prevailed.
Okay. Yes. I was going to say, was there a breach of the duty? You know, I mean, was there a breach? I don't know.
The family attorney said, well, maybe she didn't chew them up thoroughly on her tongue. You know, but, I mean, really? Pop Rocks? There's a website, a whole website dedicated to Pop Rocks.
Is there really?
And, it's really popular when I was growing up, and then it kind of fell out of popularity and had a resurgence.
And then it's come back, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the website basically says the worst you can get is a big, fat, satisfying belch.
Oh.
Can you buy Pop Rocks on eBay? I'm going to go look that up right now.
Check that out.
Can you buy them online? That's a
might be a great sound effect for the show. Anyway, so that, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, Cal.
Is case or no case, and Fred prevails with 2 points, Todd with two, Denise gets one.
Yes, I'm doing the Napoleon Dynamite yes now.
Yes.
With my arm extended above and pulling down to my side.
This?
Yes.
That's
this,
an Idaho yes.
Yeah, this is the 15-year anniversary of Napoleon Dynamite's premiere. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That has been making rounds because it's got a very large cult classic following.
This is an interesting... DUI. Now, I know you've handled a number of DUIs, Todd, as a former prosecutor in California and in Tennessee, and now a criminal defense lawyer, but this is about an individual, and it didn't have to do with a car. This guy is driving a semi-truck.
Yes.
That's what's so scary. He's driving a semi-truck, and he's trying to figure a way to trick the police into allowing him to drive this truck that is not apparently licensed, or he wanted to change the license plate. So he believes that he's a wonderful artist. And by the way, he is hammered at the time. And he makes a fake license plate. Did you tweet it out yet, Denise?
I am now.
Denise, tweet it out. This is a picture of the license plate that he made that he put on his semi-truck in order to trick the police officers to thinking that, doggone it, that's a valid license plate. Now, if you go back to the California plates of the 1960s, there were those black and yellow ones. So he makes a black and yellow old-fashioned license plate. You think he'd at least do one that's like the recent one that's white with, you know, red or something to that effect.
Although they are reissuing the black with the gold lettering.
But mainly on classic cars, yes. But you can get it on your car, but usually, so you'd think it'd be a newer car than it would be on.
You would expect that, yes.
So a police officer's on his motorcycle, cruising around and minding his own business, and he sees this semi-truck ahead of him. He's like, you know what? That license plate looks a little odd, and he pulls up to it, and it's black, and the very top of it is painted the words CALIFAS, Califas.
Do you know?
He ran out of the word, ran out of DeKalb, put California on it, and then it had these little yellow numbers 9F30815. It looks like children's, you know, chicken scratch, and cruising along, and sure enough, he was drunker than a skunk and got arrested.
Just to let you know about the word Califas or Califas. Now, I am getting this. I'll give the attribution from UrbanDictionary.com. And Califas, it says, quote, a nickname for the state of California used by the Hispanic community, especially in Southern California.
Right.
And so, but they didn't, the article, all the stuff, I researched this. I don't got the guy's name. I don't have his ethnicity. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is interesting that they used the slang name for California, not the actual one.
Well, Rodriguez is here, he'd be able to explain it, because I'm sure he would have tried to make something like this and done something worse, knowing him.
And we don't know that it's not.
Yeah. So anyway, those of you that are driving down the California freeways, you see a Califas and a handwritten license plate, no worries, just drive past it. We're going to be back, talk a lot about a bunch of other interesting stuff about a CHP officer that is a sad case, but very unique. We'll be back after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and it's always available 24/7 on RadioLawTalk.com via podcast. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning! Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is denying involvement in attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said earlier this week that Iran is ratcheting up tensions in a volatile Middle East. The president says stay tuned for a big announcement. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
It's going to be a big surprise.
The president making the remark during a Friday afternoon Rose Garden event about health care, although he says what's coming is not related to health care.
Unrelated, but something that's going to have a profound effect on the things that we're talking about and have been talking about over the last 2.5 years. It's going to be something really incredible that'll take place over the next 2 weeks.
The Friday event was to announce the expansion of health care coverage for America's small businesses and workers through health reimbursement arrangements known as HRAs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Ad Council.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
You know, there's a lot of things we talk about on Radio Law Talk that are sad, but interesting, but just bizarre. And this one is bizarre, huh, Denise? About this California Highway Patrol officer is... kind of goes haywire and kills his former wife and attempts to kill her boyfriend. But the issue is now the California Highway Patrol is being sued for that by the former boyfriend.
Yeah, what happened is that this happened in Amador County in California, and the CHP officer was married, but they were estranged. They had already separated, and he was very jealous of the fact that she already had another partner, and he was just really causing them harassment and doing all kinds of things to him. So he got suspended by the CHP because of his conduct, and the CHP took away his gun. So at some point, the CHP then allowed him to have his gun back and didn't warn the strange wife or her boyfriend that they had given back his gun. And so this CHP officer took that gun, went after his estranged wife and her boyfriend, and actually killed the wife, killed himself. But before he killed himself, he shot the boyfriend several times too.
Well, interesting thing. Let me just back that up a little bit, Denise. So what happens there is I'll just give a little background. So this guy's broken in, come after her before. They take his gun away, right, like you said. But what happens is, for some reason, he's reissued his gun, like you said. But here's the interesting thing. So the former wife and the boyfriend are at the gym working out. And I don't know if they had it locked in the front, but apparently the boyfriend was one of the instructors at the gym or something. And all of a sudden they hear this pounding on the back door of the gym. And gets into the gym and comes after the, apparently, I haven't seen a picture, but it sounds like this guy's a pretty buff guy, is the boyfriend, and shoots him. And as he shot him, the boyfriend was able to take this former police officer, CHP officer, or was at the time, but just on administrative leave, pulls the guy down, takes him down, and then something else happens. Somehow, she grabs the gun that falls down. This is what's bizarre, and runs away with it for safety, and then he gets away from the boyfriend.
The CHP officer.
The CHP officer does. And he's sitting there with his gunshot wound, the boyfriend, as he gets away from him, he chases down the ex-wife, and apparently instead of her using the gun on him, he grabs it from her and kills her and then shoots himself.
Right. It was really awful. And what the legal concept behind this is, there's a case called Tarasoff. And anybody that's gone to law school will know that. It's Regents of University of California, I believe it is, or Davis. It's Davis versus Tarasoff. And it's, when does a professional have a duty to warn? And in the Tarasoff case, it actually was a therapist that was told at some point by his patient that this patient was having very extreme desires to hurt another person, and actually had gone so far as to even image what he would do to that person. So then the question became, was there such a privilege that the patient and doctor privilege could not be breached, that the doctor could not say anything to anybody, or did they have a duty to warn the purported victim? And that's the case that kind of underlines this suit in the California Highway Patrol. It's when the highway determined, found that the CHP officer was unfit for duty and removed his department-issued pistol and even took away his ammunition, why didn't they warn his estranged wife and her boyfriend? That's really the simple legal question.
Yeah, and that is probably the main legal question that they're going to answer. But in the complaint, there are actually 7 different causes of action, of which the Tarasoff, what you were talking about, was one. One of them I thought was interesting is the violation of substantive due process rights. And that comes under 42 U.S.C. 1983, which is basically anybody acting under the color of law, if they do something and it's violative of the due process rights, in this case here, it would be, you shot me. And you violated my due process rights because you operated under the color of law, i.e., the CHP, because you're a CHP officer. You shot me, and that's a punishment that was meted out without any sort of adjudication for me to defend myself. So that's their first cause of action. Then they've got individual liability. Then they start with the Tarasoff stuff. And after that, they've got a whole bunch of subsets, negligent supervision, all of that going. I mean, the CHP's got a real... They've got a real case on their
hands. They've got a hill to climb. Is this brought in the state court or in the federal court?
It's brought in the state court. This was filed in Sacramento County because that's where the California Highway Patrol's, I believe, head office is. So they file it there.
But they take the guy's gun away from him and suspend him from duty because has no business being a cop in his mental state. So I can understand them protecting the general public. How would the Highway Patrol know about his drama with his wife's boyfriend and with the wife and all
that? Oh, that's why they took away his gun.
Yes, that's why he took
because
it away.
He was like going to their home. They had moved into a private quarters.
So they complained about
The harassment and annoyance and all that, and they took away his gun.
Thank you.
Mentally was not stable, and they determined him unfit for duty. At some point, though...
They knew about it, apparently.
Yes, they absolutely knew about it. But the hard part is, when did they determine that he was fit for duty?
Well, the issue is, I think, not to interrupt, but the interesting thing there is, I don't know that they even agreed that that happened. It may have been a mistake that they reissued it. Someone in the department didn't read through the documents well enough. We don't know. That could have happened, and it was reissued when probably the CHP office didn't want him to have it reissued, but the employee may have accidentally reissued it. Maybe it was a friend. We don't know.
So here's what's interesting.
Got it.
For all the efforts in California to stop mentally ill people from getting their hands on a weapon, even the highway patrol couldn't stop one of their own from having a mentally ill guy get his hands on a weapon.
Right.
Isn't that an interesting sidebar?
That is difficult. Early on in the complaint, it's like the third and fourth paragraphs of the allegations, they talk about how CHP knew he was going to a therapist. And it's implied in the allegation that the therapist, because of that, became aware of threats that the CHP officer was making to this specific defendant. And I think it's interesting also, in paragraph 4, it says the defendant, CHP, allowed Wheat, the CHP officer, to access confidential law enforcement databases and to obtain other information about the victim so that he could hunt him down. Now, on that issue, I just want to make a general comment, because people think, oh my gosh, law enforcement can go ahead and pull up anything they want about anybody at any time using the what they call the CLETS system, California Law Enforcement Teletype. It is a misdemeanor for anyone, even law enforcement, to access the database for anything other than an official purpose.
Right.
And so when I worked for the DA's office, we'd run somebody's criminal history. And if you couldn't tie it to a case that you're working on, I didn't have access to it. The secretaries did. They get in trouble, and it can be a misdemeanor. And the reason I know it's a misdemeanor is because I prosecuted a CHP officer who was upset that her ex-boyfriend was dating somebody new. She got the new person's name and address using her license plate and went over and keyed her car. And they were able to go back and find out who logged in, who ran the license plate number, whose ID it was.
Yep.
It was hers, and she got a misdemeanor for it.
So don't
think that they just can willy-nilly do this kind of stuff. There is liability if they do it, and it's easy to find out.
And isn't there different, like, levels of authority that they can go into and get? I mean, there's not everybody within the police department can get all that. There's levels of accessibility.
Yeah, you have to get the training and be able to do that. And the reason why is because they have the section of every law enforcement agency, including the DA's office, has a compliance officer that has to make sure, running periodic audits, that this is not being inappropriately accessed. And they have to know who has access, and not everybody does.
Right. One thing, I thought this was another interesting thing. In the damages, I'm not exactly sure what he's requesting, but one thing he cannot request is any kind of loss of consortium, because he wasn't married to the estranged wife yet. Even though he had a relationship and an intimate relationship, he wasn't married. And so what does that mean, Fred?
Loss of consortium is, everyone thinks it's loss of sexual relations. It's not just that. It's you don't take the garbage out. You don't do the lawn. You don't, you know, a lot of different things
but
that a
what
person...
What relationship is required?
Oh, marriage. You have to be married under California law. Not common law marriage. We've been living together. No, it has to be a real marriage. So we're going to talk about Nevada being the first state to ban employer drug testing for weed. We'll be right back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right now. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Todd has kitty.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Actually, he does not have a kitty. He has three kitties.
Yeah, and I feign shock because I look at Cal when he does that. And then my next thought is, wait a second. Every week, Fred calls Cal on the carpet for being a three-time Emmy Award winner and never a nominee.
No, ever nominee and a winner.
Yeah, three-time nominee, never a winner. And
he takes it out on you.
And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Hi, Cal.
Have a kid.
Cal, we are brothers in arms.
Amen, man.
Yes.
I'm feeling it.
I have one that says, Fred doesn't have a kitty. Hey, you know what? Nevada is the first state to ban employer drug testing for weed.
Only
for employers.
Yes, for employers. And we like the Amargosa Valley, too. They're near Las Vegas. By the way, Amargosa Valley is one of our first affiliates to ever join us. What's happening is employers, they can do drug testing. Don't get me wrong under this. And they fought, and the legislator fought about how to do this, and they've kind of compromised. And this new bill coming down is going to say basically you can still drug test. Now there's certain type of employers that can drug test for marijuana also, the ones that are about safety, like
firefighters, EMTs,
truckers.
Yes.
They can do that.
Any job, they described it, any job that could adversely affect the safety of others, those folks are still going to be subject to drug testing.
Yes. Now, but this law says, as an employer, if you drug test and you find that this employee has got marijuana in their system, and apparently they're claiming that, believe it or not, we have a lot of marijuana listener people out there. We do have an active listenership that are marijuana people. But what they say is sometimes marijuana can be 3 days in your system after you use it and you're still not high. Now, I'm not a marijuana guy, so I don't know that. I know Cal, we gotta be careful. Cal's not, but we always make fun of him because he's got a dispensary. One of the only drive-through dispensaries in the country is near his house. It's an actual drive-through, and actually it shuts right as it pulls in. The door shut behind you. It's not like you sit in the line.
It's like a Sallyport kind of a thing. Yeah, like a Sallyport, meaning you pull in and then the secure transaction takes place, apparently.
Right.
A lot of smoke going down. Yeah,
and I've been on many a drug raid as a news reporter. I've been on many a marijuana raid.
Right.
But have never partaken and never.
Our first podcast is about the new marijuana laws in California. Go check it out.
That is right. That was one of the first shows that I did for Radio Law Talk. I think the Sallyport idea that you're talking about, I think it's a good idea for the protection of the consumer. Because if you're going through a drive-through, I can see, you know, some hoodlum out there wanting to get some dope. If they don't have that, say, look, we just attack the guy in the car the minute they hand it through the window.
Right. Exactly.
Nobody will be able to catch us. They won't come out of here. They won't do here. So if you close the doors, you know nobody's in there. It's just safer.
What that is, those of you who don't know, a Sally doors is you pull up, it's like a garage, and the doors close on each side. Do the transaction, the doors open.
And there may also be to comply with a regulation. Because if the regulation is that it has to occur within the walls, confines of the business, and if they have an exception so that when the walls go down for the Sallyport, now you are inside the business.
Well, that's a really good
point.
That's
fine. And when it comes up, you're not. So now they're complying with the law.
So here's an interesting thing about that this Vegas, and I've put a lot of different notes. It's AB 132. The interesting thing is as you said, it is... The exception is anyone that is still, they're subject to it if it could adversely affect the safety of others. Now, define that. Does that include, at a water park, lifeguards?
Sure.
Well, I don't know. Does it? But does
say
it?
Yes.
Does it include lawyers representing you in court?
Well, I think it's the physical safety of others. If it doesn't, my guess is that is the implication.
Okay.
But take the lifeguard though.
Yeah.
So if the lifeguards, for example, are trained in emergency EMT procedures, CPR, all of that,
yes,
they are quite literally the first responders if somebody is found face down in a pool. I would say yes. I would think that they would be.
I mean, we have I used to obviously work in the magical world of television, and one time we had a control room operator who liked to tipple a bit. He would drink liquid intoxicants. Well, nobody's life was in danger, but he did an awful job, and he was relieved from his opportunity to serve until he got rehab and got cleaned up. So there got to be other circumstances. Is it
not now?
Has this passed, or is it just passed the legislature?
It is the Nevada. It goes into effect January 2020.
I got to tell you, that's just crazy.
Okay, that's not the only thing. Now here's the interesting part of it that I see as a personal injury lawyer is the issue of businesses now being able to get what? Insurance.
Yes, exactly.
Think about the insurance companies out there wondering, if there's marijuana in this business and these people are able to use it or you can at least test for it, then am I going to insure that business?
What's the legal standard for putting people's safety in jeopardy?
Well, here's one thing that I will say. I didn't see this in the bill, but I would be surprised if it is not. I would think that testing of any employee is probably still legal after an accident, when they're trying to determine whether or not impairment was the cause of the accident. Forklift driver tips over, truck driver does something. So I think that is there. It's not that's a sort of a measure to find out what the impairment is, and if you test positive, then you've got that problem. The other thing I think that's a that's what driving this bill is the type of test that they're using to determine whether marijuana is in the system. Most of the time, it's a urine test. And when you test positive on a urine test, that is true. You can't tell if it's how long the marijuana has been there, because the only thing that pops up is the ingredient in marijuana that will remain in your system actually for up to 30 days. But if you do a blood test, they can test for what's called Delta 9 THC. The Delta 9 THC only stays in your system about 4 hours, and that is the stuff that gets you high. And so that is different. Well, nobody does a blood test for employment screenings. I would send you down and go tell you to urinate in a cup.
Right.
And that's it.
And who wants to be stuck?
And doing a blood test, people would argue, is too invasive. Well, I don't want to be your pin cushion just because I want to get a job at Walmart. And so they have this problem there. So the only way they can get around it is we're going to keep the urine test. And we'll make this accommodation you can't test for.
You know who's kind of was against this? Again, this was all back and forth during the debate that was really leery of it, is the union workers. The union was a little bit weird. I mean, you know, some are back and forth, but was a little weary of it. And because, you know, like I said, they're not going to be able to get insurance for their union members, or the workers' compensation may be an issue at that point. So there's a lot of ramifications. But this is the first state, to my knowledge, that is going to bring in a testing for marijuana law,
restriction
law. So
I want to clarify one thing, and I know because somebody's going to go out there and read an article and say, well, wait a second. The article that I read said THC stays in your system for only 6 days or a week. And it could be up to 3 months, and that's fine. THC can. It's the Delta 9 THC. That's different. In a drug report, it'll say THC, Delta 9 THC. The Delta 9 THC is what gets you high, 4-hour life. Crickets. I just wanted people to know that.
In most people's cases, it can vary depending on your metabolism.
Yeah.
Approximately 4 hours. It's about 4 hours.
Yeah, they gave a statistic. There was a number of articles on it, but this is... Well, where was this one? By Harry Chedali, what talked about this, and he said as follows: an example of states, 48% of Colorado businesses with defined drug testing policies will fire an employee the second he or she fails a pot test. That's at least out of the Colorado statistics.
What do they think they're gaining in Nevada by doing this? That's my only question. When I hear something like this, I think, okay, what's the upside for the legislator that does this politically, or for the state, or for the employers who backed it? What do they think they're buying with this bill?
I don't know, Cal. I guess the question back to you is, what's the upside of making it legal? I mean, that's the whole point. They're just following...
Because intoxication on the job is not something any employer would accept, whether the substance with which you are intoxicated is legal or not.
Right. I would agree with that.
Yeah, and again, this gets back to, you can test positive for it and not be intoxicated.
I don't think they're distinguishing in this law between CBD that doesn't get you high and THC that does. I think that, again, this is kind of like one of those laws that have come about without real good medical background and information.
Well, interesting. Okay, so, hey, we had fun this hour. Appreciate you guys joining us. We're going to be back. If you want to listen to us later and you're walking away, go to our website. I'm Fred Penny, your host.
This is Radio Law Talk. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.